We take drinking water for granted. Most of us turn on our faucets expecting pure, clean water to come pouring out. But there are challenges to delivering that clean water. Capital Region Congressman Paul Tonko, an engineer by training who sits on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, has visited drinking water systems in Schenectady, Delanson, Altamont, Albany, and elsewhere. He met with fellow Democrat Troy Mayor Patrick Madden in early 2016 to view and discuss a major water main break that flooded the city's Lansingburg neighborhood.
We have a tremendously aged infrastructure in our drinking water system. We have, in some cases, inventory that has been no longer kept up to date. We have systems that include wooden pipes. We have over 140-year-old infrastructure in this given congressional district. With pipe bursts, we have lost millions of gallons of water.
In August at Albany Medical Center, the Democrat noted that 86% of U.S. households rely on public water supplies.
Here in the Northeast, this becomes incredibly important because we're some of the oldest infrastructure going. With it are many, many concerns because we've underinvested over the last decades.
Nationwide, Tonko says leaking pipes lose an estimated 7 billion gallons of clean drinking water daily, and there are more than 700 water main breaks every day. Officials say that due to the challenges of maintaining a municipal water supply, 10% water loss is considered acceptable in the industry. On top of that, there may be as many as 10 million lead-contaminated service lines in use. In February 2017, State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's office released a report saying issues involving lead are among the major problems facing aging New York drinking water systems. In late November, it was announced that Albany, Gloversville, Schenectady, and Troy would each get $516,565 from New York State's Clean Water Infrastructure Act to replace old lead pipes. Troy Mayor Madden.
These are the pipes that connect houses to our water mains. They're not owned by the city, they're owned by the building owners. But we still have a good many of those throughout the city that are lead. And this is an effort to begin to start replacing those lead service connections for the building owners.
Lead exposure is harmful to children and pregnant women. The program targets cities that have a large number of houses built before 1939, when lead pipes often were used to connect residences to the city drinking water supply system. The city of Albany alone has 317 miles of water pipes, some of which are 135 years old. Albany Water Board Commissioner Joe Coffey.
We've been testing our water as part of the lead and copper compliance program since 1991. The action level for lead is 15 parts per billion. 90% of our samples, they have to be under 15 parts per billion, and ours are like 8.5. So we have always been compliant. We don't have to test every year. We test every 3 years, and we have a very effective corrosion control program that we put chemicals in at the treatment plant so that we wind up putting the film deposit on the insides of the pipes that prevents lead in the services from leaching out.
But nothing could have prepared Coffey and his team for an August 2016 incident where a broken sewer line opened up a sinkhole that swallowed an SUV parked on a city street, a break so serious Coffey ordered the shutoff of the major water transmission main that brings water from Albany's treatment plant in Farrah-Bush to the Loudonville Reservoir. That prompted the city to issue mandatory water restrictions. For a time, the break threatened to collapse utility poles and potentially impact a duct bank that holds all the electric lines running to Albany Medical Center and the VA hospital. Coffey says Albany has been proactive in assessing the health of the system.
We look at the history of, you know, when the pipes were in, what kind of soil it's in, the condition of the pipe when we do some periodic repairs. It's a little easier on the sewer side because we can do internal inspections of those with video cameras and TV cameras. We jet them. We do preventive maintenance. So it's probably easier to get a little bit of a sense on the health of the sewer system. as far as the condition of the pipe. It's a little trickier on the water side.
Municipalities first will attempt to target areas where there's the most need for replacement piping. Again, Mayor Madden.
It's clearly not enough money to do every building in the city, so we need to prioritize it and see how we get the biggest bang for the buck. And by that, I mean, how do we use these funds to impact the most people?
Christine Chung is an associate professor of law at Albany Law School. She is an expert on infrastructure and led a recent panel discussion on it with Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan. Chung says many buried water pipes have reached or exceeded their useful life, and substantial repairs are needed at a time when cities, villages, and towns are under financial stress.
The one thing we have to do is first recognize that these problems are just going to increase, right? Because the systems are only getting older, and infrastructure repair is not easier or cheaper. And so the first thing that we need to do is say this isn't an act of God or a one-time expense. These are expenses that we're going to see in our local budgets going forward now. And so we've got a plan, right? And then we need to think about how we fund these sorts of repairs. And, you know, essentially municipalities fund their water systems through principally use taxes and sometimes property taxes, right? So users pay for their water, or sometimes there's an allocation from property taxes. And those methods of funding are kind of barely enough to meet the needs of the ongoing needs of the system, the day-to-day needs of water purification and that sort of thing. What we need to do is figure out a better way to fund the larger repairs that are needed with our aging systems.
New York's Clean Water Infrastructure Act, passed as part of the last state budget, allocates $2.5 billion to help local governments handle water emergencies. Chung suggests municipalities refrain from depending on grants and explore as many options as possible when it comes to adjusting their own budgets to deal with possible future calamities.
We're not looking at this huge universe of grants. We're looking at money that is in many instances borrowed and it needs to be repaid. So we've got a plan for both the borrowing and the repayment expenses in thinking about how to deal with, you know, the sinkholes and the, you know, the pipes that have burst in the middle of winter and are flooding streets in our cities.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.